Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here in studio with our host, Chuck Bentley. Chuck, welcome to today's program.
Well, thanks, Dave, and welcome to you, and welcome to all of our faithful listeners. I'm so glad to have you on this journey.
Chuck, a little bit later, we'll introduce our audience to Keith Tracy, and his story is one that I think you and I would like to see repeated hundreds of thousands of times over and over with people that listen to this program, because it is a life that's been transformed. And Keith took some very definitive steps to transform his life, and we'll hear how he did it today.
Well, Keith lives in Oklahoma City with his wife and four children. He practices law, and he not only made radical steps to change his lifestyle, but you're going to hear how much joy that brought to Keith and his entire family.
Well, you know, Keith did something that many of us would like to do. He had good intentions, but those intentions went to action. What's that step? Help us maybe walk through that here in the next minute or two. What are some keys that we need to think of when we're trying to take a good intention and make it into an action?
Dave, I believe the Bible makes the process absolutely clear that you start with renewing your mind. It starts with what you believe. That's Romans 12, 1 and 2, that we're no longer conformed to the world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so often we tend to get it out of order. We want to change our behavior, we want to change our actions, but we never change our beliefs, so we're working against ourselves. But once you change your mind, what you believe, what you think about money, what you think about your lifestyle, what you think about real value in life is, your purpose in life, then you take the next step, which is you apply what you believe. And that's John 13:17. Now that you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. So the first is knowing. The second step is to now apply what you know to be true. And it's so important when it comes to money to start with what do you believe about money and then apply that truth so that you will stick with it. If you find yourself struggling to follow through with a budget or getting out of debt, or you find yourself struggling to hang on to the car you love, or, you know, whatever lifestyle component that has a grip on you, start with what you believe about it. Identify the lie, identify where you've been held captive, change your mind. Ask God to change your mind. Then go and apply what He teaches you is truth.
Well, in just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest today, Keith Tracy. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks, you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am so delighted to introduce you to Keith Tracy. Keith, you've got a wonderful testimony of God's faithfulness in your life. You live with your wife, Amy, and four kids in Oklahoma City, and you got introduced to Crown in 2002 with just a tremendous story since then. Welcome to Money Life, Keith.
Thanks, Chuck. Glad to be here.
Well, before you met us in 2002, tell us where you were and what you were thinking. What were some of your attitudes about money?
Well, I was a practicing attorney in Oklahoma City, and my wife was a physical occupational therapist, and dual income, no kids, classic dinks, and we were saving up for a house and putting money away in retirement accounts and focused on investments and really looking to see how can we make this nest egg even bigger and how could we you know, just in the rat race of trying to find ways to make more and save more, and that's kind of what we were focused on.
Would you say you were pursuing and catching up with the American dream?
We were. You know, I was on a track to try to become a partner in a law firm where, you know, I felt like I could make even more money, and just trying to focus on, you know, what can we buy, what can we experience now?
Well, you know, one of the things that has been a hallmark of our ministry is that usually somebody reaches out to another person and says, you ought to get involved. You ought to think about learning about what God says about money. Did someone reach out to you?
Yes, they did. In this case, it was family. It was my brother-in-law who had heard about Crown, and I think it may have actually gone through a Crown class, and said, Keith, I don't know if you've heard of Crown down in Oklahoma City, but you guys need to come up. And so we made a special trip to Tulsa just to learn about what this Crown class was all about, and was introduced to it, and began to think on the way back home from that introduction of, hey, it'd be fun to get some friends together and just go through the course and see what it's about and see if we might learn something.
Well, tell us what happened. This was back in the fall of 2002, and it is really phenomenal what all God's done in your life since then. But what happened? What happened in the class? Did you start to learn things that you didn't know before?
We certainly did. That class came together in the spring of 2003 and with friends at church. And, you know, that first week, first couple of weeks, we began to realize that, you know, God provides everything that we need and that He owns it all, and our role is just a steward. And actually during that course, I came into some unexpected money during the class and began to have an immediate opportunity to apply the principles that we were learning. And we made a commitment during that class to become debt-free, 100%, cars, home, everything. And actually, before the end of that year, we're able to become debt-free.
And so, Keith, what made you convinced to not just aspire to that, but decide you're really going to do it?
Well, a practical thing was just seeing how much money we were paying in interest and not liking to see that money go out and not be used for anything I thought was fruitful for me. But another thing was, in the class, we were learning that to become debt-free really frees you up to do what God may call you to do next, even though you don't know what that is. And we wanted to be totally used by God. I mean, we're both grown up in the church, but we really hadn't seen a connection between God and money. And we really wanted God to know that we wanted to serve Him in any way, and that included not only with our money, but perhaps do things that our money would allow us to do.
Well, Keith, you didn't become satisfied with being debt-free, because I tell people that's not a destination in which you just arrive and stop. There's something far more that God wants you to do, and that's to be available to fulfill His purposes for your life. In other words, the goal isn't just to get where you have no master. The goal is to get where you serve one master. And in May 2005, Keith, you decided to do something so few people do, and that's just go before the Lord and ask Him what He wanted to do with you.
You're right, Chuck. In May of 2005, I decided that I needed to get some time away, and actually took 24 hours away from work of study and prayer and fasting, and just said, God, what do you want next?
Well, Keith, that's a tender moment for you. You wanted to know what God wanted, and you pursued it hard. How did you hear His voice so clearly, Keith?
I had to get away and get undistracted. So I took some time off work. I took vacation time from work, went away to a retreat center. I was the only person on the grounds. And I just wanted to hear from God. A few weeks earlier, I had read a book by Andy Stanley called Choosing to Cheat. And it was kind of a weird title. Didn't really want to read the book because I thought, well, I'm not going to choose to cheat anybody. But I was encouraged to read it because the principles that were brought out in that book were, you know, take an example from Daniel of how he made a request for a special food, and he didn't know what the result was going to be, but he knew it was right. And the principle in the book was, you know, you only have so much time, and you have so many demands on your time, and you're probably going to end up cheating somebody with your time. And so are you going to cheat God? Are you going to cheat your family? Are you going to cheat your service to others? Are you going to cheat your work? You know, who are you going to cheat and make a deliberate decision about it? And I became convinced that I needed to make that decision. And during that time away, it became very clear to me that God was saying, Keith, you need to cheat work. And what that would look like for us is that at that time we had three children. We were about to start homeschooling our oldest. And my wife and I needed extra time to kind of figure out what that looked like. We had just kicked off and helped launch the Crown Groups in a big way at Henderson Hills, where we that semester had 29 groups going at Henderson Hills. And I was really saying, God, what do you want to, you know, we've been through this. We've got Crown exposed to all these different groups. What do you want me to do next?
Now, Keith, I want you to hold that thought, because you're going to have to make a choice of who you're going to cheat. And most people won't cheat their employer in terms of giving it up. And I know that's where you're going, and I want to hear the rest of the story after the break. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back with more from Keith Tracy.
Our economy has been struggling. Companies have cut expenses. Job security has taken on new meaning. Now more than ever, you need to know God's purpose for your life and your work. You can find direction using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a comprehensive assessment tool that you and your employer can use to make sure that you and your job are the right fit. And if you're between jobs, you can use the Career Direct Complete Guidance System as an interview tool. When you share your Career Direct results with a potential employer, they'll be able to see that you have the talent and skills they're looking for. It'll set you apart from other candidates. The Career Direct Complete Guidance System can be completed in about an hour online. Just go to careerdirectonline.org, and to get started, try the free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org, or call 1-800-722-1976.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we're talking today with Keith Tracy. And Keith, when we left off, you were explaining that you had gone to God and asked him how he wanted you to use your time. And it looked apparent to you he was giving you a choice to give up on your work. And yet you had all these demands on your time with three children and one on the way. What happened next? How did you do that?
We had committed to be debt-free a couple years before, and leading up to that led me to the point of, during that time away with God at that retreat center, just saying, God, what's next? And it was as if I would be disobedient if I hadn't gone and he wants me to make a proposal to my employer to go part-time. Now, at a big law firm, that's just something that you don't do if you're looking to become partner at the firm later. If anything, it's a step halfway out the door. And I really didn't know how my employer was going to react to that. The book I mentioned, Choosing to Cheat, encouraged you to consider worst case scenario of, hey, your employer may just let you go. But that may be exactly what God wants to happen here. And so I came away from that and came home and told Amy, I need to go part-time at work. And what that looked like for us was reducing the amount of time that I'm working there, not funding my 401k anymore, and just saying, God, I'm not sure what the next step's going to look like, but this is what you want me to do now, and this is as far as the headlights shine right now, so that's the step I'm going to take. So I made the proposal to work, and their response was, we will accommodate you. We want to see that happen. We want to keep you here. And so it was a big sigh of relief, and it worked well. until 5 months later, the law firm, after 30 years of being in business, decided to close shop.
Wow.
So at that point, I began to look for a job and realized, okay, I made this decision to go part-time, but in order to go get a job, I'm going to have to go full-time somewhere. So I'm not sure what this going part-time was about, but that's what you wanted me to do. So in interviewing, I interviewed with one employer who wasn't really looking for an attorney yet. They were looking months down the road, possibly hiring someone. But when they learned that I had been working part-time, they asked me, are you willing to work here part-time? And I said, well, you know, I'm open to anything. I'm looking for a job. So they ended up extending me an offer to work part-time, and it's actually a better work environment than I was in before.
Well, Keith, you obviously were able to reduce your overhead by getting debt-free. You were able to take a hit to your income. Your income went way down. But what have been the benefits of that? What's been the offset to having a decrease in your income and this other 50% of your time available for other things?
I wrote down purposes for why I was going part-time. And one was more time with God. Another was more time with my family. And a third was more time of service. At times I've had more time with God. I've definitely had more time with my family. We're still homeschooling, and that's going very well. And my wife does a great job at home when I'm not there. And service opportunities have arisen at church. We've continued to offer Crown classes every spring and fall, and actually serve as the Crown coordinator at our church. I also help with our leadership in dealing with dispute resolution and reconciliation issues, and bring some of those skills from being an attorney to the table. And that has really been a joy as well, to be used. And so looking back on it, I sense that I've been able to be a better servant for God and others by having obeyed him with the money decisions in the past.
You know, Keith, there's a lot of people listening today that would love to go on that journey. I mean, I listen and I think, what a wonderful testimony of faith and obedience and ability to be there with your family. But what do I need to do to get debt free? What do I need to do to go down this path to have more financial margin and more time margin in my life, especially during these difficult economic days? What advice would you give me?
The first thought that comes to mind is simply committing to become debt free. Taking that mental step is really a huge step, and it is a mind shift. Actually, it's more than a mind shift. You really have to change your mind and say, I can become debt-free if that's what God's plan is for me, I'm going to commit to become debt-free, and I'm going to take the very first step in a series of what may be hundreds or thousands of steps to finally get there. But taking that first step, I think, and committing to become debt-free is really crucial. Another thought that comes to mind is to don't stop giving. You know, in today's environment and the financial crisis situation that we live in, it's easy to second guess and wonder, should I really be giving to God, to my local church, and to God's work in the kingdom? And I would encourage you, don't stop giving, because God calls us to be generous. You know, he's a generous God, and I mean, Jesus' life was completely about generosity, and if we are to follow in his footsteps, we're to be generous as well.
Yes.
And the last thing I would say is, in our experience at Henderson Hills with Money Map coaching requests, there have been more requests coming in, but it is helpful to reach out to the church. There are coaches who are trained to help you deal with your personal financial numbers and help you apply God's financial principles to your personal numbers.
Well, Keith, it has been inspiring to hear your story of faith and obedience and trust. And not many people move backwards down the economic scale and find such peace and joy. I've loved having you on the program.
Thank you, Chuck.
You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area, or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Wall here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, you know, listening to Keith today, it's a reminder of how powerful the Word of God is. And as he recalled that time when he really heard clearly from God what he needed to do, as he remembered that, it brought tears to his eyes and it choked him up. And that's what God's Word does.
Well, it was overwhelming to me to think about it as well, because what he was really giving testimony to, Dave, is that God is real. I mean, when he stopped to think about it, he said, I've been walking by these principles, I'm debt-free, but now I want to talk to God. And he said God gave him clarity. And I've said this so many times, that God is not a financial principle. The principles only reveal things of his nature, the things that he said are good for us, the things he instructed us to do. But behind these truths is a living God. And Keith encountered the living reality that he's present and he's there to help us. And it was overwhelming to him. And I loved hearing the testimony. You know, Dave, one of our listeners called me just this last week. I think he was surprised that I actually answered. But he listens in Pennsylvania. And he said, I'd like to speak to you because I heard you ask for support on the air. And he said, I drive a maintenance truck, so I'm in a vehicle regularly, and I hear a lot of radio programs, and I'm trying to decide which ones to give to, and I want to speak to you before I make a decision. I said, well, great, let's do that. And he said, are you trusting God to provide your needs, or are you trusting radio?
Interesting.
I thought that was a great question. And I appreciated the fact that he really wanted to know, and I said, well, can I tell you a story? When God called me to do this work, I had four children at home. I had left a business. I left a career. And I was required to raise personal support. And I didn't know where my first dollar would come from. And so friends of mine asked me to read the autobiography of George Mueller, which it's a wonderful story of a man who started an orphanage in Bristol, England in the 1800s. And he trusted God for every dollar to come in. And so I decided that I would do that. I would learn to walk by faith. And so with four children, no guarantee of a paycheck whatsoever, I signed up to follow hard after God. This was 8 years ago. And this is exactly how it happened. 2 days after I'd said that, I had no idea how it would be paid. A friend called and he asked me, are you praying about joining Crown Financial Ministries? And I said, no, I've already done it. He said, well, in 48 hours, there'll be $10,000 into your support account. And I barely knew this person. And that process went on and on and on. And I learned to trust God. I certainly don't trust radio, but I want our listeners to know we need their help. And if God puts it on their heart to move to support this organization, this is a time that I'm asking them to join us.
Well, if you want to stand with us at this time, you can do that very easily by calling 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or online at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.